Mr. Preston, I have General Haig calling you, sir.
Yeah, okay. So?
Hello, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Two things, sir. I just got a call that the committee has postponed the hearings for the rest of the week. Apparently at the behest of Mike Mansfield. Yeah. And I guess you, Scott, had some involvement, but it was primarily...
Too bad we couldn't keep him out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And I have Governor Love here, and I've gone over this thing with him. I wondered if you would want to see him sometime today, briefly.
Well, I'll tell you, Al, I'm working on this goddamn toast right at the present time. Rose is over here, so I just can't do it right now.
All right, sir.
But if he has to see me, I suppose I could see him. When? 5:30 or I don't know.
Could do it then, and I think this will be all that's necessary.
Well, all right, fine. I'll try him at 5:30.
Okay.
5:30. It's 4:15 now. Fine. Can't we get these hearings put on again, or what is the score? What happened here?
Well, I just got this call from Timmons.
Timmons, yeah, but what about Bizarre? Why don't you check with him?
I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah. And, that just puts the darn thing off to a big play next week.
Yeah, but that's not too bad either. We've got some very big momentum to work from.
Yeah, I suppose. Must have shown they were under some pressure, but it does show how stupid Scott and that poor darned fellow from Tennessee, Baker, is, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know.
Of course, Baker's comment was inexcusable, and he said, I made it a point not to be with the president when I was on the plane.
Exactly.
The guy was on my back every minute taking pictures, you know, the camera.
Around,
he was unbelievable for him to say that. Boy, that